Professor, as I was saying yesterday, two young Congolese refugees are here in Wodonga and their families are still over in Kenya and they were arrested by Kenyan police last week. Can you maybe explain why Kenyan police might be arresting large groups of Congolese migrants?
What is happening is the Kenyan government has something called Operation Usalama Watch, which perhaps ironically means Peace Watch, which is trying to find Somali refugees who have been engaged in a number of terrorist attacks and explosions in Kenya. So the police have been cracking down in general on refugees and checking their papers. In that, it is the case that they arrested at least 80 Congolese.
Do you believe they're being treated as scapegoats in a way?
Well, the Kenyan police is not totally uncorrupt. So one factor would be it's possible that they were asked to pay a bribe and they didn't pay a bribe. This exercise by the police has rounded up something like 4,000 refugees without papers and stuck them in a sports stadium. So far, it's my understanding that UNHCR, the refugee organisation, has not been allowed access to them to check that they're being held in appropriate conditions or indeed that they are being appropriately held.
What's likely to happen to these people who are under arrest?
Well, I think given time, they will get sorted out and released. To be fair to Kenya is incredibly generous in supporting refugees. There are something more than 500,000 refugees in Kenya. So you really have to give the Kenyans credit for that. And they have been experiencing these dreadful explosions. So really the Congolese have been caught up in this, obviously with police who are not always as efficient as they might be. There can be problems. Apparently when they were arrested at Kasarani police station, at least one of the Congolese managed to steal one of the policemen's phones to report this. So you can imagine that relations between the Congolese and the police may not be terribly amiable.
The young men here were expressing the fear that their families might be sent back to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Is there a precedent for that?
There would be a precedent for sending people back if they can't demonstrate that they are refugees.
Is there anything that bodies like the UN or the Red Cross or governments can do to free the prisoners, or is it really a decision of the Kenyan government?
Well, as I said, UNHCR has already been effectively asking for access. And given that there's obviously a very long-standing and working relationship between the Kenyan government and UNHCR, given that there are over 500,000 refugees in Kenya, I'm sure that they will be able to sort it out. The only problem will occur if, for example, the Congolese are charged with having assaulted the police when they were arrested.